And I have with me Mark Johnson, who's the Mayor of Moree Plains Shire Council. Kelvin Titherly, our General Manager as well. How are you, gents?
Oh, fantastic.
Very well, Tim. How are you going?
Mark, this is your last interview with me.
It is. Yeah, certainly.
I'm going to miss you.
Mayor. Yeah, no, it's been wonderful. We really have appreciated the station's support of Kelvin and I and the council. It's been great. Mm.
Well, whoever gets in again is quite happy. We're happy to have them here if they want to continue. Yep. I'm sure they will.
They'll take it up, Tim. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So what's going on in the Moree Plains Shire Council?
Lots as usual, Tim. I guess we had our last meeting on the Wednesday the 13th of...
Last week, yes.
August. So that was a pretty sentimental and emotional meeting.
Yes.
For the last one for council. So just almost 3 years we've been together and 7 new councillors on that council. So... we had a lovely end of the meeting. We all had a turn of having a chat and reflecting, and I guess that's what you do when you come to the end of a term. But a couple of notable ones: Greg Smith he was finishing up, and he's had 2 terms, so 8 years on council, but also Councillor Montgomery up 33 years.
Facebook,
which is just amazing.
It is incredible.
Yeah. And Monty's been a great support and councillor of mine during my time as mayor, so I certainly wish him well and Councillor Smith and those other councillors that are stepping down for their efforts. I think it's a tough job being a councillor.
Yes.
People do it not for money or ego. They do it to help out the community, and sometimes the community can be a little bit negative and you do cop a bit, but you know, generally speaking, that group of people has been an absolute delight to work with and had certainly had the community in their mind. And I think when you do come to an end of a term, you do get a bit reflective and have a think about what's gone on in that time. And I guess for me, lots of issues, but I always reflect on the October 22 flood, and I know you're involved in that, and the station were a great support during that time. But I think when the chips are down, then you really understand what the fabric of the community is, and
certainly
I had the privilege of being at the forefront of that and seeing this community come together for each other without any question. How do we do it? We're going to do it.
We just do it.
And that was an incredible privilege to see the Moree
Plains
community.
So, Mark, was that one of your highlights of your career?
Well, I guess a low light, given the destruction that it caused, but certainly a highlight. When you're leading a group and see them come together, that was certainly a highlight for me.
The camaraderie.
It was wonderful. And I guess when we came on council, one of the first things we did was start the restructure of the organisation, and then eventually Kelvin came and has been with us over 12 months now, and underneath him is a full lot of directors, and that's made a huge difference to the organisation. It's got a real sense of stability and direction now, which because we didn't have a full suite of directors when we first took over, that was lacking at that particular point in time. So, you know, I think the new council is coming on board with a great team led by Kelvin, and they will really start to kick some goals. When we came on board, there was a great number of infrastructure projects that had stalled for all sorts of reasons, mainly COVID and increasing costs. And they were things like the Civic Precinct and the Ron Harborne Oval, Jacaranda Park, and obviously our pool. And we haven't completed them. We haven't cut the ribbon. That'll be up to the next council, which is a fantastic thing for them. But they've started, and they're really going along really nicely. And the big one, obviously, is the pool, and Kelvin and his team being able to put a case up to get that $9.6 million grant.
Yeah, that was magnificent.
It was.
Good on you, Kelvin.
And well, the team. Yeah, the team.
and the team. We can't forget the team.
And Kelvin will talk about the pool, but that was obviously a big deal for this community. And, you know, it won't be this summer, but hopefully the next summer we'll be back in that 50-metre pool and we'll have a full suite. So I guess the infrastructure project being stalled and having to restart those again after COVID was a big job for us. This council's allocated more funding towards our road network than councils before, and that's obviously because of good budget management, but that was a focus of this council. And then the reconfirmation of the special activation precinct, that was a big deal for this council. We did a lot of advocacy work with the state government, and for us to be able to, where other SAPs were being removed and our $225 million was being reconfirmed, is a big deal for the future of this place. And I guess when I do reflect on what we've done, I think the advocacy that we've had all levels of government and all government departments has been a real highlight for Calvin and I, and we really have been able to have some deep relationships with a Labor state government, which is quite unusual, given that we're a safe National Party seat. But that relationship's strong, and we need them because we've got, obviously, the special activation precinct coming up. But I guess then it's appropriate that I reflect on the youth crime issue, because that's where that relationship really did come to the fore with the Premier and the announcements of his initiatives. And the Premier, we met with him Friday before last in Sydney, and then he came and visited us on this Friday, and he's here for the long haul. He confirmed that with me, that he said he will be back and back again to make sure these initiatives are really starting to work. Unfortunately, our dear neighbour, Gundawindi Regional Council, is having some horrific times there at the moment. I spoke to the mayor there yesterday. And I guess that's another thing that we have tried to do, is form deep relationships with our neighbouring councils. We have memorandum of understanding with Gundawindi Regional Council, Ballon Council, and that's about trying to manage those border relationships much better than we have before. And also our neighbouring councils, Narrabri and Gwydir, have also been forged again, and we're doing lots of work with them. So it just seemed to make sense for this council to make friends with our neighbours.
Because
we need each other, and obviously when we're down, we need that hand to help us out.
Well, Lawrence is all for it. I talk to Lawrence all the time. We had him on this week, actually, and he's all for it. He's great. And they've just put a cross-border commissioner.
Yes, Ian Leavers.
The state government. And Queensland.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So will that help things along, do you think?
Absolutely. Queensland didn't have a border commissioner for a number of years, where New South Wales did. So to have one either side of the border, and I did speak to the Mayor Springborg yesterday about that, to try and get those together so they can chat about the problems that border towns have. And we've got, obviously, Bogabilla and also Mungindi. And it's not only about crime, it's about health. It's
a lot of different things,
Where that border, unfortunately, does provide barriers.
Yeah.
Tim, I guess on a personal note, a huge thank you to the ratepayers who voted me in.
Absolutely,
For someone who hasn't been in an election before, it's a very nerve-wracking time, and to see those votes rolling in is very humbling. So I do thank the ratepayers. I thank my councillors for allowing me to be the mayor, and for both of the terms of this council. I grew up in Baylor Street in South Moree, and graduated from the mighty Corelli High School. So for me to be able to then have the opportunity to lead this community that I love and I'm passionate about has been the greatest privilege of my life. So I do thank everyone who's supported me in that role, and obviously Calvin and his team. And Calvin and I have become pretty close. We've had a very close working relationship over the last 18 months. And you can't do these sorts of things on your own. It takes a huge team. But I do thank the councillors and Calvin's team and the ratepayers who put me in this position, because it has been an absolute joy. I'm going to miss it, but I've just got other things to do at this time in my life. And a huge thank you to all, and obviously the people really close to me, my wife Helen and the family, have been great supporters as well. So on that note, I'll pass over to Calvin. He's going to chat about the pool.
Thanks Tim for having us again. We really appreciate it.
And that's okay.
On behalf of the staff and contractors of Moree Plains Council, we would like to thank the Mayor and all the councillors, and farewell. We thank them for their leadership of this community, and it's been fantastic, and I personally thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Mayor touched on the Premier's visit, and that was last week, and he made some significant announcements while he was here. And this is particularly for evening services on Thursday, Friday and Saturday nights for youth. And some significant amounts of money were handed out to Mirre Birre, the Shea Academy and the PCYC for those after-hours services. And that's the start of the rollout of this millions of dollars of funding and these new projects to try and turn these issues we're having around. But while we're talking about the PCYC, the Mayor and I went down for the opening of their VR room this week. And that's, again, another initiative for these after-hours services. So parents and grandparents out there, if you're not members of the PCYC, please consider taking your kids down and joining. There's some fantastic facilities there. But Tim, do or die this weekend for the Boars and the Bulls. I was at the game for the Boars last weekend when they went down narrowly to Narrabri. So all the best to both teams this weekend. And while we're talking sport, $2 entry at the moment to the pool. We've reduced it down to $2. Great. So gold coin entry to the pool. As the temperatures start to warm up, great opportunity to take the family down, take the kids down to the pool. The wellness pool is now open. Ring ahead and book. But of course, the program pool is open to cool off ins.
Well, thank you to the council too for all their hard work in getting that up and running as well. So
great team effort.
It's great, isn't it? Mm. Yeah,
it's been a process. There's no doubt about that.
I've seen many councillors, but I've never seen any so proactive as you, Mark. So thank you very much on behalf of the community.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Yeah. No. It hasn't gone unnoticed. Let's put it that way. Okay. And you too, Kelvin.
No, thanks, Tim.
Is that it for today,
that's
guys?
That's it. Thanks very much, Tim, for having us.
We're going to miss you, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. As I say, look, it's been a job of a lifetime. It's certainly not without its challenges.
But yes.
I've treated each day as a privilege, and hopefully we've laid a good foundation for the councillors, the next council. And I do wish all those people who have nominated, and I thank them on behalf of the community for nominating, wish them well in the election. And I'll be looking forward to seeing these infrastructure projects come to fruition over the next term.
It'll be exciting, that's for sure. Well, thank you to Mark Johnson, who's our final sitting interviewee for today. But we will see you in the community, Mark, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And thank you for coming into 2VM and all that time since I've been here as well. So pleasure. It's been lovely interviewing you. Thank you to Kelvin today.
Thanks, Tim.
Are we going to see you next time?
Absolutely. No, I'll be here with the new mayor. So you haven't got rid of me yet.
Tim. No, we don't want to get rid of you. No, thank you. Thank you, guys.